Rakesh Kochhar. He's on the other end of our line. Rakesh, how are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Thank you so much for being with us. Now, I read a report that you authored, and I was very surprised by it. Rakesh is part of the Pew Research Center, and Rakesh, tell us what you do for Pew.
I'm a senior researcher in the social and demographic trends of the Pew Research Center. I'm an economist, and I look mainly at labor market issues as they relate to women, to Hispanics, to immigrants, to social and demographic groups generally.
Now, the report you released is titled 2 Years of Economic Recovery, Women Lose Jobs, Men Find Them. Talk about that.
Yes, what we found was that it's been 2 years since the recession ended in June 2009. And in the 2 years since then, we find that women have actually lost even more jobs, about 200,000 more jobs, whereas men have found an additional 800,000 jobs. So there's a gap of about 1 million jobs between men and women. And this post-recession trend is quite a turnabout from what happened during the recession itself, when men lost more than twice as many jobs as women.
What caused this?
It's not entirely clear. You know, one can immediately suspect that, well, there are more men who are unemployed, so it's possible that more of them are finding jobs during the recovery, but that still leaves a lot unexplained. For starters, it's not just that women did not find as many jobs as men. Women actually lost jobs. And the gains men are making are not in the same fields like manufacturing and construction that saw the biggest declines in male employment. They're finding work in places where actually women are traditionally stronger. So there is some degree of puzzlement here, why this is going on. One possibility is that there is greater flexibility on the part of men with respect to what kind of salary they're willing to work for or what kind of work they're willing to do, but we don't have direct evidence on this point.
You give a historical perspective. What is the new, what is new about this recovery?
Yes, we looked at six recessions since 1970. Six recessions mean, of course, there were six economic recoveries, and we looked at what happened in the two-year period following the recessions. And this latest economic recovery is the first one in which women have lost jobs even as men have gained them. Historically, women have always done better than men during economic recoveries, in part helped by their push from the home to the workplace in the 1970s and 1980s. But this is the first one in which women have done worse. And again, it is something we don't understand quite why. And we will know more as the recovery plays out.
Did you have an opportunity to break the country down into segments?
By that, you mean geographic segments?
Yes.
I assume. No, I'm afraid not. I understand Michigan would be where manufacturing is strong, and manufacturing generally has not really rediscovered old jobs. That's been on a long run, downward trend.
What surprised you most about your research?
I think it is that the data don't speak to us, don't tell us what is going on here. Why is it that across the board, men are doing better than women? We looked at 16 different sectors of the economy, and in 15 of them, men have done better. Either they have gained jobs where women are losing jobs, or when men are gaining jobs at a faster rate, or they're losing them at a slower rate. That's a mystery we don't have an answer to, and that perhaps is the surprise here.
Well, Rakesh Kochhar is with the Pew Research Center. If you want to take a look at this report, just go to pewsocialtrends.org, and you'll be able to find Rakesh's outstanding report. Thanks so much.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for having me.